Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mana siare na na we siara la bosia la la bosia. Mana la bosia le na 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 we na na we siara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. Brado Shia Reboja, for you.
Totally and completely.
Heavenly Father, God, I ask you to give them the mind of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 2:16. I ask you, Lord Jesus, according to John 14:14, to guide and teach him or her in the use of their own mind. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us and each one that I have prayed for today clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16:2-3. Amen. And I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 14:14, that help us be at peace now, mentally and physically, from now on, and to proceed, excel, and understand and remember to display and walking in what they are taught. I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to guide, protect them, and bless them or her with alertness and sharpness of mind all the days of their lives. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just want to pray with some power today. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and your glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we just thank you that we are 6 feet over and not under, that we are alive with another chance. Lord, we thank you for the protection, the shield of protection to protect our mind, our heart, our thoughts, our eye gates, our ear gates, the things that we accept in our heart. And you said in your word that a good man's footsteps is ordered by us, by the Lord. Lord, direct our path daily, daily, one day, one step at a time. Let us know your voice when you say that my sheep knows your voice. And if those who don't, teach them, teach us how to know it's your voice. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for favor today. We thank you for financial blessings today. We thank you for miracles today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for putting the people in our path that we are to speak into their lives and be a witness in their lives, a living witness, and that we will open our mouths and speak with us, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the people that you put in our path that we will have to get a rhema word from. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let us be able to receive what the word of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Fill us up. Anoint us. Hallelujah. Refill us up. Hallelujah. With the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for these worldwide people. The platform. Hallelujah. From Kenya, Algeria, Ghana, hallelujah. Morocco, Switzerland, hallelujah. Canada, USA, hallelujah. Australia, Italy, hallelujah. The Netherlands, hallelujah. Suriname, Senegal, Philippines, Japan, hallelujah. All the people that are listening, hallelujah. Touch their minds, touch their hearts, hallelujah. Touch their bodies, hallelujah. Let them feel the warmth of the healing of the presence in their body, dear Lord. Let them be able to speak existence let them be able to speak into existence the things that they need, as long as it lines up with your word, according to your word and your righteousness. Hallelujah. We thank you for all these things, dear Lord. We thank you for the listeners right now, that their needs shall be met. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That their needs should be met, and their families should be healed and saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And speaking of saved, hallelujah, those who have not accepted Jesus Christ in their life as their personal Lord and Savior, all you have to do is confess that you believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the Son of God. He died on the cross, and he rose again, that we may have eternal life. And just thank him for being your personal Lord and Savior. and that he may develop a personal relationship with you. And if you do not have a home church, hallelujah, you find, you ask God to guide you to a Bible reading, Bible teaching, uncompromising Word of God church, hallelujah. For that is the first step of salvation. Because in God's Word, he said, of all things, get understanding. So if you get understanding, you will never be misled, misguided, because you'll know that you know that you know that you know God personally for yourself and his word, that he will give you revelation. He will give you answers to the mystery of the word, of his word. Hallelujah. But you have to seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, reading from Genesis 23, and we're just going to read one verse today. Hallelujah. Verse 1. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of life of Sarah. Hallelujah. We all know who Sarah was. God gave Abraham and Sarah a promise. And when God gives you a promise, he is not a man that he should lie. His word does not come back void. He will do what he says he's going to do. But the reason why we get so delayed is when we always try to fix it and put our hands on it. Like Sarah went and had her maid servant go and sleep with her husband, because she knew and she believed that God was going to give them a child. Or did she not? She doubted God. She went and she asked her maidservant to go and sleep with her husband so that they can have a child. Keep your hands. As a matter of fact, the word is stay out of your own way and trust the process of the universe. Because God's word does never come back void. Amen and amen. You have a very blessed and productive day. I love you, and so does Jesus. Now lift up them hands and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. We worship you, God.
We
worship you.
You've
got time, and Jesus is in
your hands. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You call for life.
Yes.
You